Welcome in to Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. We're so grateful that you're here. We're happy that you're joining us as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis chapter 15. Today, we come to one of the most wonderful chapters in all of Scripture, Genesis 15. Here in this chapter, we see that God meets with Abram once again to reconfirm his covenant. God meets Abram in a vision, and incredibly, Abram complains to God that because he has yet to have a child, a servant would be his heir. We noted Matthew Henry earlier in the week. He said that it's okay to complain to God, but we must never complain of God, and Abram does just that here. God dispels Abram's fears by taking him outside and telling him to look toward the heavens, and that his seed would be as the stars of the sky, a promise God did fulfill in time. Though this wasn't the only promise God made to Abram in this chapter, God comes to Abram in a dream and tells Abram that his people will be enslaved for 400 years and that God will judge the nation that enslaves those people. This, of course, comes true roughly 600 years later and ends during the life of Moses. Then we see that to confirm these promises, God essentially makes a covenant with himself by passing between animals that Abram had prepared. God passes through them in the form of a smoking oven and a flaming torch. Isn't it so encouraging to know that God's word and his promises are true because he is the one ensuring they come to pass? The word of the Lord will never fail because the unfailing one will make sure it doesn't. And while all of this is wonderful and uplifting for our faith today, it's not really what makes this chapter stand out. This chapter stands out because of verse 6, which reads, "Then he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him as righteousness." You know, what can we bring before a holy and righteous God as sinful, wicked men and women? You know, what could we bring that would make him want to allow us into his kingdom? Nothing. Except simple, childlike faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, faith is all we can bring, and faith is all we must bring. The Apostle Paul expounds this for us in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. He says, "What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wage is not counted according to grace, but according to what is due. But to the one who does not work, but believes upon him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness." And our faith is counted as righteousness. Righteousness is something we can never achieve on our own, and how wonderful to hear that we don't need to achieve it on our own. And just like God made a covenant with himself to bless Abraham, so God has secured our righteousness by himself through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All you have to do, and all we can do, is place our faith in the only righteous one to ever live, Christ the Lord. If you have placed your faith in Jesus, praise God, you are counted as righteous. If you have not, please don't wait. You can't earn it yourself. It's a free gift that must be received simply by faith.
Even though Abram believed God and he was counted as righteous for it, the next verse, God says, "I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess." Then Abram says, "Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?" So was Abram questioning God and doubting him right after having faith in what God said right before this? I don't think Abram's question is motivated by doubt, though. He understood he needed an heir to have generations of children to even occupy all this land. So maybe his question just arises from curiosity of how long God is going to let him live. Will he live long enough to witness this? And perhaps this isn't what he meant in his question, so I'm just speculating. God said that Abram would possess the land, but God meant that his descendants would. After God makes a covenant with Abram is when he answers his question. He starts by saying, "No, for certain," and then goes on to explain what will happen concerning his descendants before they are brought into the land. Then he says to him, "As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age." So Abram was right to question how he could live to see this. And God did tell him he would be buried. So God was not lying to Abram in saying he would give him the land to possess. That land belonged to Abram right then legally, and he believed it. So therefore, he knew his descendants would possess it. It was an already not yet reality. Just like the elect belong to God before the foundation of the earth, but there is a not yet reality as well. God declares the end from the beginning as though it is now, and we by faith believe it is true.
Amen. And we'll end today with our prayer from the Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying from Psalm 39. Almighty God, of whom proceedeth all our sufficiency, assist us by thy Holy Spirit, that we neither think nor do anything that is against thy holy will. Hear our prayers, defeat our enemies, and comfort us by the selfsame Spirit, that we may continually feel thy fatherly favor and goodwill which thou showest to thy own children, through Jesus Christ thy Son. Amen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.